don't understand. Why do you have to go to work to feel good about yourself? Of course you're free to work. I'm not some kind of controlling monster. I mean, I'm just asking, what is the need for you to spend 8 hours, 5 days a week crunching numbers on a spreadsheet when you could be spending that time with me? I mean, I already make enough money for the both of us, don't I? I just look around. I spent so much time making everything perfect for when you finally moved in with me. I thought we'd finally get to spend some time together. You don't ever have to work again. Honey, I could get you anything you'd ever want. I'm a freaking witch, for God's sake. Oh, shut up! What do you mean you want to contribute to our relationship? You think working a desk job contributes something to what we have? No, it doesn't. I want you. Just you. Stop pretending this is about us. It's just your damn ego. Your need to be the breadwinner and shit. You think being a house husband makes you any less of a man? Yeah, that's the point. Of course it doesn't. Anybody who thinks otherwise is living in the past century, which you're not, so then I don't see what's the problem. Yes? What is it? Tell me why you need to work. Tell me why you're being so difficult. Why are we having this conversation? It gives you purpose? Are you being serious? No, okay, that's... Yeah, okay, sure. It gives you purpose. Uh-huh. I thought being with me was enough for you. I thought I was enough. Sure, it's not like that. There must be something I'm missing, love. You say you care about me, but clearly not more than your work. That's more important to you, isn't it? I am listening. It's you who refuses to listen. Look, I'm sorry. Oh God, I'm sorry, okay? I don't want to yell at you. I don't like doing that, but this is really, really important to me. Why wouldn't you let me take care of you? No, I don't do enough of that. Not nearly enough. I don't like it when you're away from me. I can't protect you when you're out there by yourself, and I don't like feeling that way. All right? There's really no reason for you to work anymore. No reason for you to go outside without me. I will take care of everything. I always do. Honey. Honey, wait. Don't walk away. We're not done talking. What do you mean I never respect your feelings? That's just wrong. Your feelings, they matter to me more than anything in the world. You wanted to spend more time with me. You told me that yourself. That's why I'm doing this. Well, of course it's for myself too. You're my boyfriend, for fuck's sake. And I happen to, you know, I happen to love you. Why on earth would I not want to keep you closer to me? Honey, don't be like that. Don't go. Where are you going? But I just told you to... Wait! We're not done here. Get back. Okay. You're walking away from me. This is what you always do. You know I hate it when you leave, but you always do it anyway. Why? Why can't we ever do things the easy way? Whatever. What is it? Can't get up? You can't feel your legs? Oh, honey. That's a bit of a pickle, isn't it? How are you going to walk away from me if you can't feel your legs? Oh, you want to know what I did? Not much. I told you how I don't like it when you walk away from me. So, I paralyzed you from your knees all the way down. Permanently. No. Shh, shh. It's okay, love. Shh. It's okay. At least now we don't have to fight anymore. Because you're not going anywhere. You'll stay with me right here, won't you, my sweet? Does it hurt? Oh, poor darling. It was only a little zap. Your legs feel numb, not in agony. I know. I just, you know, I couldn't bear to see you hurt in agony. I just couldn't. But there might be a dull, lingering ache in your legs for a few minutes. Kind of like, you know... After you've run a really long distance, you won't ever feel such sensations again because, well, you won't be running ever again. I'm so sorry. My love will take it all away. Let's get you into bed first. Hold still. Shh, honey. I'm just lifting you in the air with my magic. Don't move around so much, okay? I don't want you hitting your head around any corners now, do I? Come along, dear. Let's get you into bed. Hey. How are you feeling, honey? You fell asleep for a while back there. Must have been the sound of the rain falling outside. Did you sleep well? Darling. Still giving me the cold shoulder, I see. It's been nearly 2 weeks, you know. I'd have thought you'd be used to it by now. Used to being in bed all day, you know, as I bring you chamomile tea and butterscotch pastries and shortbread cookies and spoon feed you because you refuse to eat, and then I just cuddle up to you as we watch our favorite shows together. I was starting to believe you were finally coming around. Oh, yes, yes. Your evil witchy girlfriend paralyzed you. I'll get off. Oh, wait. Never mind. Well, that was kind of funny, don't you think? Honey, you'd normally be laughing at that. Or at least cracking a smile. What is it? Why are you sad? Please, just tell me. Do you miss your legs again? Do you wish you could walk around like you used to? Would you like to go outside in the garden for a bit? I can get your wheelchair. Well, the rain won't affect us. I can just put up a barrier. No? You sure? Well, as you wish, my sweet. You flinched again. I'm not gonna hurt you. You know that, right? I would never hurt you. Yes, because I've already hurt you enough. Please don't flinch away from me. I have never hit you, have I? I'm not gonna hurt you. I swear it. I drew a cat on your wheelchair. You know? Yeah, I think it's cute. You like cats, right? Oh. Well, I thought you liked them. I'm sorry, my love. This again. No, I told you. The spell is permanent. I can't restore your legs. Well, yeah, I guess I could reverse it if I tried. Pretty sure I could, actually. But I'm not going to. Well, because it's supposed to be permanent. Because doing that would defeat the purpose, and also because I just don't want to do that. I kind of like this. You know? I really can't figure out why you're being so grumpy. It's not like I paralyzed the entire lower half of your body. You're not limp where it really counts. Oh, I'd say you're still plenty attracted to me, love. It's quite evident, you know? And it's not your fault. I mean, I'm a witch. We're all beautiful. But more importantly, it's because you still love me. Yeah, you do. You know, I can read your mind, right? Oh, did I not tell you that before? Huh. Oh, well. Well, okay. How about we make a deal then? I won't get inside your head if you start talking to me again. You know what I mean. It feels like forever since we've had an actual conversation. These days you just respond with a couple of words or one-liners, or you just, you know, ignore me. It kind of hurts my feelings. Well, of course I have feelings, silly. You don't have to be so mean. I I know what you're trying to do, okay? You're trying to rile me up, so I'll lash out at you. Say hurtful things, and that'll make it easier for you to hate me. Well, I'm not going to do that. I don't like it when we fight. I hated every moment of our last argument. I have a temper, okay? And I don't like it when we fight. And I don't like directing it at you. You don't deserve to see me at my worst. So I'm not going to show that side of myself to you again. I promise I'm going to be patient and gentle and loving. I will be the best girlfriend ever. And, you know, someday you'll stop turning your face away when I try to kiss you. Yeah, you will. Anyway, if you're not going to wrap your arms around me, well, I might as well just bind them. Shush, I'm not going to paralyze your arms. I'm not crazy, despite what you keep insisting. I'm just going to tie them spread-eagled with invisible ropes. Like this. Well, it's better this way because you can't push me away. I can cuddle you in peace. There. This isn't so bad, is it? When I rest my head on your chest. A few loose strands of my hair might be tickling your chin, but well, I mean, what are you gonna do about it? Let me hold you. You're my treasure. I'm so glad to have you. You know, I really do love you. I get a bit possessive sometimes. It's only because I care about you. I mean, really, honey. As far as dating witches goes, you've got the better end of the deal. Some of my friends keep their lovers as thralls, so they'll never break up. Some of them slip love potions into their darling's coffee every morning. Others bind their lovers through magical contracts. I mean, did I tell you about one of my friends? She turned her boyfriend into a cat. No, all of us aren't crazy. She only turned him into a cat as punishment because he didn't reply to her texts for like 24 hours. She'll turn him back eventually, I think. All I'm trying to say is your predicament really isn't so bad, okay? I mean, I fulfill your every need, every want. I finally get to take care of you and spoil you the way I've always wanted to. And, well, you can't run away from me anymore. I don't have to worry about losing you. Yeah, you are dependent on me now. And I like it. Is that really so wrong? You should be able to depend on your girlfriend. It's okay to let go and let her take care of things for you. You used to tell me how you wanted to see me more often. But you felt like I was always so busy brewing potions and reading ancient books on charms and alchemy and demonic rituals. And so I asked you to move in with me. I was so happy when you said yes. I thought I was going to see more of you. So much more. But then, well, you had to run off to do your own work, didn't you? And I have to be honest, I don't want to undo the spell. I don't think I could ever trust you not to leave me after what I did. It would break my heart if I lost you. I'd be devastated. I can't just reverse the spell, my sweet. Not as things are right now. I'm sorry. But, well, maybe. Just maybe. There are ways of, you know, securing your commitment to me. I mean, look, I'm not gonna promise you anything, but I'd be willing to talk about it. Yeah, if you're good for me, if you love me like you used to. I just want to be with my husband. We're not married? Well, not with that attitude, we're not. Listen, I know this isn't how you imagine things to be, but I'm still here with you. And I will always be. I'm going to marry you, bind you to me with a special contract, marital and magical, and I'm going to pamper you every day for the rest of our lives together. I love you so much, honey. I really do.